So hi everyone and welcome. For those of you who already heard this spiel on the live call, just go ahead and focus on your breath for a minute. But do know that this is the perfect time for you, whether you are live or listening to the recording. Also, I want to mention that a lot of people will listen to the recordings more than once, and they find that they can get some benefit from that. So trust your intuition and trust your guts and see what feels most right for you. Okay, love. So to begin with, I'm going to have you find a nice comfy place where you can either sit or lay and be undisturbed for your session. And focusing here on your breathing now, taking some slow, deep inhales and exhales. And using every breath here as an opportunity to release and let go. Begin to feel yourself sink even deeper now into the cushion below you. Okay, so the first thing that we're doing as I invite you all in through Mindscape and you appear as this sort of giant mind is beginning to take a look at all the mind games that we play with these concepts of receiving and abundance, and especially when put together. So all the different theories, quotes, you know, pithy little things that we read on Facebook to belief systems that have been well established here over the years have done nothing more than create congestion, and the wheels of the mind, so to speak, are no longer able to really process anything around these concepts in a way that's healthy. So we're going to just move from mind, severing the mind here, and taking it into a place where we can begin to explore from the heart and create more of an experiential feel for this. So using those subtle senses to begin to explore these concepts of receiving and abundance. It really is creating a simplification process. And with that, we're linking it into the reptilian brain for its natural role of creating simplification and being able to just follow your gut instinct. So it's interesting that even though we've moved from mind to heart, it's linking into the brain's most primal beginnings of this reptilian brain that really is the core of how we have survived as a species, as a planet. So there's the inner workings here within receiving the same abundance that all the animals and mammals do with this common reptilian brain. I just keep getting flooded with images of going into our most primal selves around cave woman, cave man type of days. So if we were to explore that sort of hunter-gatherer roots, And exploring the simplicity that's here, there is a definite honoring of receiving that happens in a way that was different from today, because receiving meant staying alive, getting your needs met by receiving the food and receiving abundance in the hunts and the berries and the water sources that were around. Okay, so it's all linking into now a belief system here that's been hooked into all this that says my life depends on receiving. Okay, and now I'm seeing this split between, well, literally you and yourself. It's at the level of the soul, which we think is stored in the right atrium in body talk, and this division, this split is creating a sense of distancing yourself from staying connected to those things that are providing you what it is you're wanting to receive. So it's an interesting little self-sabotage mechanism that actually has its roots in around ages 2, 3, and there's all these different belief systems of do it yourself to I can do it myself. I will only do it by myself, kind of an evolution. And I'm literally seeing a little one standing and walking on their own 2 feet and getting their own needs met and creating this division of, well, if I can do it myself, why would I depend on anybody else? And with that, we're severing a belief system that receiving means being dependent. At the same time here, we're working with a reciprocal between mouth and navel. And as we receive literally nourishment through the mouth and then connection through the navel, it's actually more a reflection of what's happening within the triple heater meridian, which rules our intake, our digestion, and our elimination processes. There's some stagnation in the last one, in the elimination. And it's literally created a bit of a moral quandary of, well, without my crap, who am I? So as we begin to unwind and unhook this from the large intestine, it's actually specifically coming off of the descending colon as well as the transverse colon, and the two meet in the left hand corner here just below your rib cage by your spleen, called the splenic plexus. Excuse my doggies, I should say. And as the splenic flexure is transitioning from transverse to descending colon, it's creating a bit of a kink. There's a stagnation here in rounding the bend, so to speak. Okay, this is quite cute in Mindscape. As I ask what we're going to do about this, it's literally just sending in plumbers with plungers, and we're unhooking and really plunging out any sort of fascial kinks that are here with, think of it as like creating like a suction-like massage. And we're linking it into a healthy sense of touch. That's hooked into receiving touch and feeling like you're receiving a healthy kind of touch in your adult life. Okay, loves, and we're going to tap here. So give yourself some slow deep breaths. Okay. So we've got next this just chronic sense of wanting, this chronic sense of lack. And it's literally almost this palpable pining in the upper chest and the thymus gland just above the heart here, which controls all of our defensive patterns. And I'm just seeing active memories of birthdays and Christmases and all the times that you're supposed to receive gifts, Halloween, receiving candy. All those types of events play out here. And times where you felt like you got your needs met, and times where you felt like you didn't and you wanted more. But it set the stage for anticipation of, I should get this. This is what healthy, kids get. This is what good boys and girls get. Okay, so with this expectation, it's literally created a shield, an armoring around this chest, and it's actually hooked into just below the skin, within the entire chest cavity. And it's even altering the breath cycle because it's creating a bit of a weight here. And as we know in yoga, they say that healthy breath, would give you a healthy life. So everything in our breath is reflected in our health, and vice versa. So as we begin to unhook this, it's also going to begin to create a new opportunity to take a different type of breathing practice for you. And if you're not already doing a breathing practice, the next week or so may be a good time to play with your breath more consciously, or even if you have had one in the past, it may be time to revisit that now to support this unfolding for yourselves. So if you've taken free fall, then you know about all the different types of breathing between John Wayne and Marilyn Monroe that we talk about, moving with the pelvis and the spine and the whole body movement. If you're familiar with yoga and a full body breath or modules 4-7 and the pelvic diaphragmatic breathing here, those are all great breath practices. And if you're not, then imagine that on the inhale, the front body can begin to expand as much as the side body. So if you're not sure what that feels like, place your hand on either side of your rib cage. Can it expand? And does it expand bilaterally, both sides equally? And now, just as much as you're getting expansion in the front body and side body, begin to take your attention to your back body. Often this is the hardest one to get to move. It feels like there's too much bone or rigidity there, but I promise you, even your bones are capable of being much more pliable than we give them credit for. bones are alive. They have blood supply going to them. They're not like the dried out skeletons that we see in anatomy labs and Halloween decorations. This is your opportunity to really get into this core and find some fluidity, literally, in your core of your bone structure, which represents your very core belief systems of who it is you are. All right, loves, and we're going to tap here. Give yourself some slow deep breaths and begin to play with that breath expansion even more consciously. Okay, cool. The next part is already starting. I'm hearing those words, much like we would parent a child with, give me, never gets. And it's linked into this fear of if I just take what I want, then I'm going to get in trouble. It's linked into a habit pattern of no, I shouldn't take it, you take it. And this propensity to give versus really honor your own needs. And it's created a very handy control mechanism to stay stuck in this loop and to feel like you're staying safe and meeting your needs, even though, well, you're not at all. So as we enhance blood supply to the spleen, we're addressing any underlying worries that have anchored the cell in place. And then we're balancing that energy out to the liver, which helps to process literally our karma. It processes not just your digestive system, food, but literally all of your life events day to day. And it's really opening up to receive new insights, new awarenesses, new ahas that you may not have noticed before. Okay, there's a considerable amount of congestion of lymph happening here in the lower abdomen, around the navel. And it's carrying this idea that you have to pretend to be someone you're not to get your needs met. And when we're little, that very much is true, but now it's time to really grow up and step into adulthood and see for ourselves that there's another way. With that, it's linking into this split between left and right brain, as well as body. And for some of you, there is more adhesions on the left side versus the right side. But there's this split here that's actually happening lengthwise throughout the entire mind and body. It's got this feeling of being divided in two. And usually when splits are this severe, The technique that's most helpful is switching technique. So just like our mind and our brain can switch, so too can our body. And when our body switches, it creates a general confusion. All the parts just don't know how to quite do their jobs anymore. Okay, so for some of you, that's much more pronounced on the left side. This is our feminine side. This is controlled by our right brain. And for some of you, that's much more pronounced on the right side, our masculine, controlled by our left brain. But you all have one side that's more congested than the other that this will continue to run on over the next 3 days. And as we're doing that, there's this feeling like there's this pressure building up inside the ventricles of the brain. We're going to do the equivalent of lymphatic drainage, draining out any excess ions and any excess electrical charges here, which in turn is going to create a much more even keeled fluidity throughout the entire body mind and allow for hydration to be optimal. Think of it as realigning the ability for the water molecules to be crystalline in nature as we resonate them to the natural sound that's here within the ventricles, which is the Aum, A-U-M. Okay, and now with the brain freeing up, or the head brain freeing up anyways, we have three brains, but that's just the one of the three, the other two being the heart and the gut brain. With that, though, there's this congestion and tension now that seems to be amplified in the low pelvis. And there's an emotional release of shame here. There's the words that I'm hearing here. It's carrying the consciousness of I should be a good girl slash boy and just give to others. As if giving constantly would allow you to be classified as good. So we're actually going to label this approval seeking behavior. Okay. And we're also going to unhook that off of the low back between lumbar 3, 4, or 5 vertebrae. Yeah, we're going to tap this piece out here. Give yourself some slow deep breaths. Okay, very good. Yeah, now I'm hearing the words, I need a clear conscience. And the idea here is if you overprovide to someone else, if you give them everything you've gotten more, then you get to get a clear conscience. So that's got some roots in religious dogma and indoctrination. As we move from that into opening up that perception to release these expectations, inhibitions, judgments, etc., we're going to sever that consciousness and link it on into the heart for individuation. So think of that as literally peeling back the layers of who it is you think you are to who it is you really are. Okay. With that, we are mobilizing the intercostal muscles, all the muscles between the ribs and the back body, by literally unwinding different muscle adhesions, knots, and running a formula here that's going to be ongoing for the next 3 days to really clean out any tightness here that's due to just trapped, congested lymph. And it's also including actually the fascia of the lungs in the back body and unwinding any tension that's here as well. We're going to run hydration for both of those areas to help those cells absorb both water and joy. And it may even feel like there's a bit of soreness and tenderness here as this opens up. And simultaneously, in parallel, we're running a permissions that's hooked into these body parts. And the words are, I don't have to bear the brunt. And you can fill in the blank of what that is. Self-denial, I don't have to bear the brunt of over-responsibility. Pick your words here, but know that it's really just going into that propensity to want to accept the blame and bear the brunt. Okay, with that, the sphenoid bone, the most important bone really in our skull, all the other skull bones join onto it, and all their connections ideally are rocking and moving with the breath just a little bit. It's beginning to shift into a slightly new position. The sphenoid also has the really cool job of taking all the energy of all the meridians in the body and making sure that they shine onto the brain into a way that's serving you. And if there's any density here in the sphenoid, it doesn't allow for that to take place as optimally as it could. So think of this as optimizing the circulation of meridians and the chi that they carry, their vitality throughout the entire brain. And even though we don't have a sphenoid in the heart or in the pelvis, pardon me, in the gut, we're also working with optimizing much in the same type of manner the chi of all meridians in these brains too. And all three of these are carrying the consciousness of connection to source. And I'm hearing now the lub-dub, the heartbeats that is this pulsation of source and literally connecting you to this vibration, this lub-dub, this heartbeat of it all. And our heart pumps our blood, which carries our passion. So think of this as going literally to the source of passion. All right, really cool. We're going to tap here, hun. So get your breathing nice and flowing here, taking full deep inhales and exhales. Now we're going to tap out cortices to pancreas reflex point that helps us to integrate, take up our sweetness in life, as well as feel like we're embraced by the universe. And we're going to tap here. Give yourself more of those good slow deep breaths, making every breath more gentle than the last. Okay. That's looking really good, loves. You're all off out of mindscape now and feeling a lot more cohesive than when you walked in. And know in this next week that really your only homework is to connect to that breath and expanding, opening front, back, and side bodies, seeing if you can create even more space here as you're processing quite a lot here in the next few days in particular. Really good idea to tap out your cortices, access routine for sure. Okay. And if you're not sure what that is, I know we have a few people that are fairly new to body talk on the call. Feel free to check out my website, vibranttransformation.com. And there's a video posted there of how to do cortices. So thank you so much, everyone, for your observation and joining us in whatever fashion, whether that's live or listening to the recording. And I really enjoy working with you all. Thanks so much, everyone. Have yourselves a wonderful evening. Bye for now.